morning, everyone. With Halloween almost upon us, I decided to tap into your deepest fears as management agronomist and tell you a little scary story entitled When Nitrogen Fertilizer Fails. In Kenya, most farmers don't apply fertilizer, and this is in part because fertilizer is quite expensive, but also sometimes there's no benefit to applying fertilizer. You don't see the yield responses. The result is low yields and nitrogen depletion. And so there's a larger project that this poster is a part of called IMAS, Improved Maize for African Soils with CIMMYT, which looks at the benefits of applying fertilizer and then partnering that with maize hybrids with high nitrogen use efficiency. So maize hybrids that would not just increase the benefits of applying fertilizer, but also increasing the yield. However, we found, just as the title suggests, that our yield response varied depending on the site. And so in order to get a better sense of the G by E by M equation, we decided to zero in on the environment part. And so in the environment, we want to see the environmental impacts on the management strategies. We focused in on two sites, both in Kenya, Embu, which has a slightly lower pH, and Kiboko, which has a higher pH, but otherwise they're largely similar. You have high clay, high iron, as well as high organic matter. And we looked at three different nitrogen rates, a zero rate, a medium, but probably low for here, and a high rate. And we looked just at one hybrid at the two sites. And we found that when we applied this fertilizer, we saw differences in their yield responses, where in Embu, that low pH site, you see that it plateaus at the lowest nitrogen rate. In contrast to Kiboko, the higher pH site, yield increases with every nitrogen application that we saw. So in light of this, we have to ask, what's different about these sites? Why are these sites not the same? And so we took plant samples, both stover and grain, and we took soil samples down to a depth of 90 centimeters. And we looked at the parameters and help us group the environments into two different clusters. So you can see that Embu is here in black, and Kiboko is there in red. And this PCOA allows us to see the variance and the variables driving the variance, about 40% of the variance between the two sites, and in the soil, about 60% of the variance that is causing the difference in the yield response. And so are you guys excited to find out what the variance is?
I knew it.
Don't worry. All right, so in Embu, just a reminder, that was the site where you saw the yield plateau. It's there in red. Kiboko is the site where yield increases. It's in black. And we found that in Embu, we had much higher levels of manganese in the soil. And this manganese led to toxicity in the plant. Manganese toxicity in the plant usually leads to stunting. And so we saw this manifest itself with a lower biomass in Embu per nitrogen unit applied. However, Kiboko itself is a much hotter site, it's much, much warmer. And so even though we didn't have as much biomass above ground, we found that in Embu we were seeing a higher level of organic matter below. Organic matter has a habit of complexing with copper. So even though in our Embu site we saw a lower amount of copper in the soil, more of this was soluble, so more of it was actually able to be taken up into the grain. So in Kiboko we had a deficiency in copper, which we didn't see in Embu, and this deficiency is going to affect how nitrogen is metabolized in the plant, so how nitrogen converts then into grain yield. So when we looked at the grain yield per plant nitrogen, total plant nitrogen, we saw that even though Kiboko had that yield increase and yield response to every nitrogen rate that we saw, it didn't manifest itself in actual efficiency. However, we did see the lack of response in Embu and yield led to an increase in nitrogen in the soil. And the main limitation for Kiboko was actually a lack of phosphorus being taken up, or an Embu, sorry, lack of phosphorus being taken up into the grain, leading to deficiency. So in summary, we had a difference in the biomass, the grain copper, the soil manganese, and the phosphorus none of which were our original like hypothesis, but all play a big role when we're making management decisions. Thank you.
Thank you.